As MCC have announced plans to trial sin bins and red cards in recreational cricket, your thoughts?
My initial thoughts when I first heard was, what a shame, you know, we don't want our game to go like football and have red cards and players sent off. But more I delved into it and listening to Bumble and speaking to Bumble and various other people, I think it's a decent idea. I don't think you need it at international level. I don't see problems that much with umpires getting abused. There's the odd occasion and you can be banned, you can be, you know, you can have a fine, etc. International. I think the problem at recreational is that there is no comeback for the umpire. They can't do anything. And what I've heard in league cricket, etc., like the Middlesex League, is there's a lot of back chat to umpires going on at the moment. A lot of back chat, almost like in the Aussie grade cricket we used to play. And they're getting fed up with it and they're losing interest and they're just not going to do it anymore. They're not going to give up their Saturdays and Sundays just to be abused by some cricketer. I will say at school level, there's not a lot. At school level, what I find is just a lot of aimless banter and chat at each other. Like a batsman will come in and it'll be like, more misses than Henry VIII and, you know, more blocks than a Lego or something like that. They're just sort of aimless banter that kids get up to, which I want less of. But I think definitely in the club game, something needs to be done. Something needs to be given to the umpires so that they can stop this back chat.
But with that, perhaps more pressure on the umpires to make the decision of what is sin binnable, what is red cardable.
Absolutely, more pressure and then maybe even more back chat. But we've had incidents in the Essex League. I think Basildon were playing against Pitsy where the game was abandoned. Someone ended up in hospital. There was a game in Bermuda where in the end someone was treading on someone and it all kicked off. And the umpires don't have any power. And also you've got to remember, in some of these club games, the umpires aren't actually the officials that come. It might be me or you batting a number 11, go and umpire, and then you're under real pressure. You're sending off one of the opposition players. So it is, you're going to have to look at it. But I think they do need some kind of power so they can stop all this.
Talking of you there, you might have spent a bit of time in the sin bin yourself, might you?
Yeah, I might have sin binned a couple of umpires as well with the decisions I got. That's, you can go off. So they need something, give the umpires some help.